Hi, and welcome to Math and Musings. I'm Mike O'Connell, creator of Math and Musings, and your host. Stay tuned for 15 minutes of science, politics, news, and opinion. In other words, Math and Musings. Today's date is Friday, March 29th,
really?
2024. It is, yes. It is also Season 4, Episode number 13.
Oh,
13 conveys strong emotions in many people. Franklin, you think 13 is lucky or unlucky?
It's neither. It's just a number.
It's just a number. It's a good number, though.
It's cool, I
mean,
I guess.
I tend to like every number. Now, as I said, some people think it's lucky. Some people think it's unlucky. The business about unlucky 13 is steeped in tradition. Now, you know how that started?
No.
13 being unlucky? All right. It has a couple different origins. Nothing that's 100% confirmed, I would say, but it goes something like this, that 12, as we talked about 12 last week, how it's a good number, you know, there's a lot of factors of 12. It also comes up, let's say, in the Bible, you know, there were 12 apostles. So 12, if 12 is a good number, then 13 is like thrown off your set, like one too many.
The opposite.
I believe it comes up, 12 comes up, I think, in Norse mythology too. It's like 12 is a good set, and this is it probably other cultures too. Like 12 seems to be a good set, and like 13 was throwing it off. I want to say we might even talked about this on Friday the 13th episode, because there have been Friday the 13ths too. This is Friday the episode 13 that we are doing today. So you say neutral on 13?
Yeah, just a number.
Just a number, but all numbers are good. You told me you like numbers. It warmed my heart. You do?
Yeah, and I like all of them the same. I like all my grandchildren the same.
Like all your grandchildren the same. You have learned well. You have learned well. You will be able to give great diplomatic answers someday. I say the same thing about my students. Anytime somebody asks me, am I your favorite student? Am I your least favorite student? Nope. I like all my students the same. Every student that I've encountered, probably into the thousands by now, over 16 years, every single one I've liked exactly the same. Now, as we are recording this, we should be, no, they're all the same. And we all had the same goal. You know what the goal was?
To make it out alive.
Well, yeah, you want to make it out. You're getting all the zingers today. It's that we both wanted them to do well. Like, I wanted them to do well. They wanted themselves, I hope, to do well. And if I'm ever asked, Mr. O'Connell, what's your favorite thing about being a teacher? I always mention that. It's that we're on the same side. It's that we have the same goal. And I want you to do well. You want to do well. Let's, you know, let's help each other out. Let's make each other look good. Other businesses, you know, you and your clients are at odds. You want to sell for a high price. They want to get it for a low price. And you got to compromise. Here, we're on the same side. There's no compromise. We all want the same thing. Anyway, I always love throwing in that one. Now, I will admit, as we are recording this today, it is not the 29th. Today is a different holiday. Today is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Top of the morning to you. Of course, if you have our name, I mean, every day is St. Patrick's Day. Frank, can you do anything for St. Patrick's Day?
No.
No, huh? It's one of those, I'll tell you more when you're older, too. Like,
yeah.
That seems to be a lot of our conversations. Like, it's funny, you keep getting older, and then the number of things I tell you that I'm going to tell you when you're older keeps growing, too. Are you making a list of these things? Making a note, like, Dad said he would tell me later. Here's his listed thing. When you're, like, 16, I'll tell you all these. Anyway, now it's on record. St. Patrick's Day changes a lot from when you're a kid. Like, remember the leprechaun traps? Trapping the leprechauns. Yeah, and then now it's still unclear to me whether leprechauns actually exist. The little toy leprechaun that I had that I would like hide for you in our quote-unquote traps when you were a kid, I will admit to you now that it was me putting those plastic little leprechaun toys in there. Yeah, it was me putting the fake gold in there too. You are crushed. This.
Now I'm in a bad mood. But it got candy out of it, so
it's fine. But the Easter Bunny's real. But anyway, we'll talk about that one later. We got another holiday coming too. Anyway, as we're recording this, it's St. Patrick's Day. Yeah, the leprechauns, jury's still out on that one.
Do you think Santa knows about the Easter Bunny.
Santa knows about the Easter
They're
Bunny.
They're either really good friends or really bad rivals.
And I could see it going either way. And Easter Bunny, it, like the Great Pumpkin from Charlie Brown, it's like, you know, the Great Pumpkin is obviously playing second fiddle to Santa Claus, as Linus says, you know, perhaps being number two, you try harder. Like, they're the Avis of, what do you call them? Like, fake holiday people?
There's a lot more Christmas people than Easter people.
Sure. Oh, and I was going to mention that at the end, too, about Easter, that Easter used to be a bigger deal when I was a kid, even though, you know, a few billion people around the world are celebrating the holiday. I don't really. And that it's on a Sunday, you get the day off from school anyway, so it kind of doesn't matter. Anyway, St. Patrick's Day is one that changes greatly over your lifetime. When you're a kid, it's about trapping leprechauns. When you're, you know, your age now is kind of your past leprechauns, but you're not into the adult side of St. Patrick's Day. There are adult beverages that people consume on this day. It's kind of associated, rightly or wrongly, with people from our heritage.
So but, I'm in the worst spot.
It's like the Valentine's Day thing, too. It's like, it's interesting when you're a little kid, you brought this up to me, and then it becomes interesting when you're an adult again, too. Probably about the same thing. Like, it's interesting when you're in your 20s. Valentine's Day and St. Patrick's Day. Because eventually you get to my age, like, St. Patrick's Day isn't interesting for me anymore, either. I'm not out boozing, because I'm a grown-up. But you'll be that age. We'll talk about it when you're older. Anyway, when you have our name, every day St. Patrick's Day, and when you have my name, people, well, they were confusing me with a hockey player who played in the 70s and 80s, Mike O'Connell. Now they're confusing me with the starting guard for the North Carolina State Wolfpack, ACC champions, by the way. You know there's a Michael O'Connell playing basketball?
I did, you told me.
I told you a few times. You read it on the blog, right? Oh, that would be MikeO'ConnellJr.com. Franklin, you got a blog too? Yeah, hold that up so people watching on TV can see the sticker. Yeah, Franklin's Food Review. Mm-hmm. You've had some good ones there recently, and I've gotten to go to a few cool places, and we've been to a number of places, didn't even make the blog too. Like, someday you'll have to do like the outtakes. Here's all the ones that I didn't talk about on the blog, all the restaurants we went to.
Random
anyway.
Grilled cheeses.
Yeah. Oh, the grilled cheese factory. I'd give them a shout out. I don't even remember what that place was.
I don't know.
Random spot in Northeast DC that was handing me a beautiful grilled cheese sandwich.
That's nice.
Anyway, ACC champions, tournament bound. They might be out of it by now. That'd be asking for a lot if they made the Sweet 16, because we've already lost a few teams in the tournament by now. But yeah, Wolfpack, led among others by one Michael O'Connell, no relation, though he is from New York, downstate, though he's from Long Island.
Oh.
And he's like 20 years younger than that. He's closer to your age than to my age.
Oh, that's,
we
that's...
happen to have the same name and happen to work in the same city, or my old, you know, I used to live in Raleigh. That's where North Carolina State is now. We got some family there now, too. I was followed the Wolfpack. I was happy to see them take the Tar Heels down a peg, ACC championship game, which was right down the road from us here in D.C., at a place we've talked about before, Capital One Arena.
Turn the heater on? It's the ACC.
It's the ACC. It's the Air Conditioning Conference.
Oh, yeah, my favorite.
They play in cold weather.
Nice.
Turn the heat down on Tobacco Road. Anyway, you've got... Two big holidays coming up here. We've talked about St. Patrick's Day. We've talked about spring break. Now, this is, as we're listening to this, or people are listening to this, and as you and I listen to it in the car on the 29th, it's the end of our spring break. Hashtag sad, right? But we have the advantage of, like, here we're recording this early. We have the whole spring break in front of us. So, yeah, it feels good right now. When we're listening to this, it's going to be like, oh. Spring break has gone by.
Me, remember this message.
Yeah, enjoy every moment of spring break. Yeah, speaking in code to future Franklin. Now, but though it is the end of spring break, we still have two holidays coming up. Happens to be on the weekend. You know what tomorrow is?
No.
Tomorrow's the 30th. Tomorrow is your mother's birthday. Remember that. Tell her happy birthday. You know how old your mom's gonna be? That's the correct answer. Yes, that is the answer you want to give when someone asks about your mother's age or your girlfriend's age, your wife's age. You say
30.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 30? Let's go with that one. And I'm 29, so that
that makes sense.
That about tracks. Anyway, so we've got that anniversary, a birthday of coming up, a holiday. It's all those good things. So, Mom, happy birthday. And then Sunday is... yeah, there'll be time for that. And then Sunday's Easter, the aforementioned Easter, which was a big deal when I was a kid. And the idea that you would go to school the day after Easter, like we're going to school the day after Easter, that is just so beyond the pale from when I was a kid. You always had the week after, and like a couple days before and the whole week after Easter. That I'm going to school the day after is bizarre to me this year, but I've gotten used to it by now. Easter is not a big deal. I mean, because it's on a Sunday, you're always getting the day off everywhere, so it kind of gets clouded in there. It's a religious holiday, so we're not really supposed to talk about it at school. Then again, I mean, you're getting off Diwali, Yom Kippur, Eid. I mean, you're hitting all the other major religions and then their holidays, yet you don't have Easter. Anyone talk about Easter at school or just get swallowed up by other things?
I think. I don't. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
It's hard to tell. Like, maybe I'm just not. I don't know.
Not into it.
Yeah.
I think you're. You might be beyond the age. Or I know you're beyond the age of sitting on the Easter Bunny's lap. By the way, thank you when you were a child for never wanting to sit on the Easter Bunny's lap or on Santa's lap. Yeah, because it saved me a lot of time, saved me a lot of money. No sitting on the great pumpkin's lap, no sitting on a leprechaun, none of that. You saved me a lot of time waiting in line. You saved me a lot of money. Those things are always outrageously overpriced. So thank you very much.
$17.
$17 for one second. No, it's probably like $60 or $70 by now to have your picture taken with Santa. Anyway, I never checked because I never bothered.
What?
I
knew we weren't going to do it. You mean a guy in a beard?
Yeah. Spoiler. Yeah. If you're listening with your children, tune down the radio for the next 10 seconds as I talk about Santa Claus. It wasn't the real Santa Claus at the mall. No, it wasn't. So you're kind of beyond the Easter bunny as far as like, I'll get you an Easter basket. I'm not going to claim this from the bunny. Yeah. You are going to enjoy the candy in the basket, though. And speaking of candy, Franklin, you got a good Easter candy that we can talk about in the last couple minutes here? You know a good one? As he pulls open the drawer. And I'll give you a hint.
Oh.
Could be anything in here, right? The yellow and orange package of the Reese's Pieces Egg Ale and Orange, my two favorite colors.
I was going to say Reese's. I promise.
Well, we've talked about this before, and I looked into it a little bit. All right. Your Reese's peanut butter cup, they claim has chocolate to peanut butter ratio is like 2 to 1. Whereas it's like 33% peanut butter. Or they're 33% chocolate, what am I saying?
You want more chocolate.
Yeah. No, I think you want more peanut butter. Like, and then the Reese's pieces, they're so claimed someone on the internet who is doing like the net weight of these things. Let me pull this out of here. Said that the chocolate on the Reese's pieces counts for only about 14%. Like, you're getting definitely more peanut butter with the thin candy shell. But on these, this is great audio. Me talking to a Reese's Pieces egg. I think I need
it's
a couple
good.
Oh, yeah. Well, you're getting way more. I mean, your ratio of chocolate to peanut butter on the eggs, it can't be more than 10%. Like, the chocolate is only comprising 10% of this thing. Whereas on your standard Reese's cup, you're probably getting more than half of the thing. One more? Okay. I think I can make that happen. Like, this is one we'll share with your mom on this too. A good birthday present. That on your standard Reese's cup has more chocolate than peanut butter, but the ones that are the holiday ones, like the eggs, the Christmas trees, the pumpkins, you're actually getting more peanut butter than chocolate. It's more than 50%. Yeah, I mean, look at the cross section. That can't be 10%. I think we're gonna have to use the mathematical constant pi to figure out how much peanut butter and chocolate are on there. It's three dimensional though.
It's three dimensional, so you got a lot of
surface area. The blue on that, and they're different colors, spring colors. The blue on that one that you were holding was you were looking at the surface area around the oblate spheroid. It's not a sphere, it's more elliptical. It's a 3D elliptical. Anyway, I'll Google that one later.
My favorite oblate
sphere, I call that, yeah.
I mean,
so,
shape.
Franklin, I appreciate you being on the show today. Check out for more information or to contact you at MikeO'ConnellJr.com.
True.